Rain will move in today and turn to snow earlier in Dubuque than the Quad Cities, where maybe early tomorrow morning before the rain changes over. Today's high 45, tomorrow 40, with the snow ending by tomorrow night. By the time all is said and done, Dubuque could see 2 to 5 inches of snow. Less than 2 inches accumulation is expected in the Quad Cities as it looks right now. As local health departments prepare to receive their first shipments of COVID-19 vaccine, they continue to reassure us the vaccine is safe. Ed Rivers, director of the Scott County Health Department, says development and production have been speeded up quite a bit, but there have been no shortcuts that would compromise safety.
Early results from the trials show that COVID-19 vaccine has worked as it's supposed to, with no serious side effects. These results include the more than 2 to 3 months of follow-up of individuals involved in the vaccine trials.
Rivers says Rock Island County expects to receive 1,000 doses next week. Scott County could receive 2,000. Both expect to split their allocation evenly between Genesis Health System and Unity Point Health.
After the hospital systems have vaccinated their team members, doses then will go to other medical first responders, including paramedics.
Another 10 Quad citizens have died due to COVID-19. 59 have died due to the virus over this past week. The death toll is now over 300 since the pandemic began. Another 231 have tested positive. That makes more than 1,800 new cases identified in the last week. And the total number of cases in the Quad City since the pandemic began is now over 22,000. 5 months after she disappeared, police in Davenport are again asking for the public's help in finding 10-year-old Breasia Terrell. She was last seen on July 9th in Davenport with her brother and his family. Major Jeff Bladel says even though it's been a long time since she disappeared, police continue to investigate the case aggressively. Working with the FBI, they have conducted hundreds of interviews, looked into more than 170 tips, and served 60 search warrants.
So we're trying to get the word out as best we can. We want to keep Breasia's picture out there. We want to keep, you know, everything that we have available out there for public information so we can, you know, hopefully locate Breasia.
But the leads have been slowing down in recent months. Bladel says anyone with information about the case can call Davenport Police 563-326-6125. Send information to a special email address, missingchild@davenportiowa.com, or call Quad Cities Crime Stoppers. The man she was last seen with, who police think might know something about the child's disappearance, Henry Dinkins, is still in jail, being held for unrelated charges. After more than 50 years, the YMCA in downtown Davenport's going to move tonight. The Y at 2nd and Gaines at the foot of the Centennial Bridge will close, and in a week its replacement will open at 4th Street and River Drive. Brad Martell, president and CEO of the YMCA of Iowa, Mississippi Valley, says the Y bought the new site in 2012.
At that time, I think in 2012, the Y was going to be built down on the street, and we got a drone, and we took up 3 stories, and we really liked the sight lines, so we decided let's build the Y up on the bluff.
He says the old facility opened in 1964 with 98,000 square feet, but only half of it was really usable. The new one has 75,000 square feet.
All of it is very usable space, highlighted by a 3-story atrium in the middle of the building and a 5,000 square foot group exercise studio that overlooks the Mississippi River.
New features at the new Y include a 5-lane lap pool and a 1/8-mile running track. The 1964 facility officially closes tonight at 8. The new one opens in a week, Monday, December 21st. In a year when most theaters and choirs have canceled their performances, the Nova Singers have found a way to come together in person to bring some much-needed peace, love, and joy into our lives this weekend. Herb Trix explains.
Under the direction of their founder, Dr. Laura Lane, the 20-member vocal ensemble will present its first live stream event on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Her last rehearsal with Nova Singers was in March before everything shut down. In late summer, Lane organized Zoom meetings with Nova Singers about reuniting in person.
We didn't want to do it unless every single person felt safe. So we talked about what would make them all feel safe, and that was outdoors, 6 feet apart, with masks.
Since Nova can't give their annual holiday concert, they created the next best thing, a virtual live stream event, and they recorded videos in Galesburg's Lincoln Park in August. Lane says they wore masks that were made specifically in response to COVID.
It has a structure that comes out away from your face, away from your lips, and in spite of the structure that comes out and in spite of the many layers to protect you and to protect everyone around you, the resonance of the singing voice is almost as if you don't have a mask on.
The Nova Singers, Peace, Love, and Joy, can be accessed on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at no charge on Facebook and at novasingers.com. For Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.
In college basketball, Western Illinois beat Mount St. Joseph 80-55. St. Ambrose beat Hannibal LaGrange 74-69 in overtime. Iowa hosts Iowa State tonight. Football last night, the Rams beat the Patriots 24-3. In college football tomorrow, Illinois plays at Northwestern late tomorrow morning. Iowa hosts Wisconsin tomorrow afternoon. Iowa State has the week off. I'm Jay Pierce.